It's like, oh, he molested her. That's just what a man is.
Whoa, wait, let's finish. Y'all can't drive?
I'm sorry.
I'm a strong, independent woman. I'm just a girl. I'm sorry, Cam.
Oh, well, for my friend, for their like year anniversary, her and her boyfriend went to Jamaica. Am I your friend? I'm sorry. Bumba glad, like.
I would have left. Look, it depends how you say it. I can't imagine being in a conversation with a man and we have like a disagreement.
He's like,
No, I don't do that. Hold on, I don't do that.
Yeah, you're very replaceable.
I don't do that. No, let me do.
Okay, that's what I was saying. I thought you were like.
No, when I say like this,
there's about five other girls I can find.
No, we can joke about that if we're cool with it, but not actually being that serious. No, when I say that, what I mean is this: I've gotten in conversations with a girl when she said, "Oh, hey, would you like if we break up? Would you find another person?" And I'll be honest, saying, "Yeah." Or like pretty much this: if we were married and you died, would you find another person? Yes. And my response, or how about this? It's like the conversation of coming up when she said, oh, yeah, well, I feel like you're the only one for me. I will be honest when I say, I'm not going to lie, when I say, no, you're not the only one for me. But hear me out, though. Because this
said that to her face?
I said that too. I'll be dead serious. I'm never going to lie, but here's a silver lining with it. Again, this all ties back into the princess treatment, into the honest girl. It ties back under all that because I'm saying this. Again, it's the reason why I say only set few, no one gets it off rip. Because in my mind is this. With there being billions of women in this world, there is someone that is just like you or that is even better to a degree. There's the truth of it. But here's the thing, though. The beauty in it is that even though out of the 10 women that are just like you, if not even better, you're the one that I chose. You're the one that I want before me. Because I like it. I would rather say from the perspective of, hey, out of these few women, you're the one that I wanted. Rather than saying, I'd rather say that than say, oh, you're the only one for me. I don't want to say that because in the end, was it your only option? No. I'd rather say that out of the other options that I had, you were the one that truly was like better than all the other options. Sure, I have options, but you were the only one that was like the option.
That you wanted?
Yes, it's the reason why I never want to be a girl's, like, I never want to be a situation with a girl where say she says, oh, well, you're the only guy I could have ever had something like that this with. No. Because I feel as if, again, I want to be in a situation to where it's like, hey, there you had options, but I was truly your best option. Because to me, it's a better feeling. And again, the reason this ties back into the prison treatment is this. If I'm giving you prison treatment, it's because of the fact that out of the other options of women, I could have definitely given that prison treatment to, you're the one out of that I could have given it to. Out of the entire crowd of people that may look just like you, that may have a better body, whatever it may be, you're the one that I wanted. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not just choosing it because you were the only one in that crowd. No, I'm choosing it because you are the one in that crowd.
See, I see what you're saying because I guess that is very truthful. But I feel like when you're in a relationship, you don't want to hear that specific.
In my opinion, you shouldn't be saying that.
Yeah, you if I were in a relationship, I would never want to like know. I would never tell my partner that, and I would never want my partner to know that. Hey, like. I don't think there's the same person out there of like if I dated someone, I don't think there's someone exactly like them. I think there's someone that shares qualities like them, but like or like stuff like that, but it's not them. So I feel like when you're talking about, you know, there's like other options stuff that I would never want to tell my partner that or hear that from my partner. Because that's like, you want to think like, you know, I'm your girl. Like, I'm your one and only. You're my one and only. And I see where you're coming from. Because that's truthful. That's raw. That's real. But at the same time.
That's why I relate to it. It's really to each their own with that.
It's a fact when you're not in a relationship. That's the reality. Yeah. It is like, you're back in reality out of the relationship when you say things like that. But like, if you're in a relationship and you're saying that, or that gets back to me, I'm be like, then why are you with me right now?
I think of it differently.
But that means that it's not real enough for you to. It's more of a feeling and not a fact. Like, obviously, it's a fact that we have other options. But that's something that doesn't have to be said in a relationship.
So many fish in the sea. You're like, oh, yeah, there is. Because, like, realistically, on campus, yes. Like, I could go talk to anybody on campus. I can go talk to anybody on campus and stuff like that and like reel them in, you know?
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, it's if I were with somebody, even though that feeling, that fact is real and that feeling is very prevalent, I don't know if I could voice that. So, yes, when I am in a relationship, I would say, because, like, you're in the glitz and the glam of a relationship. You're looking at this person, you love them so deeply. So it's kind of like, no, I don't see anybody else. Because when I'm in a relationship, I don't see anybody else. Yes, he's a 10. Yes, that guy over there, he's a 10. But in my eyes, I'm like, well, I'm just focused on this person.
Yeah, and I'm the same perspective. Again, it's like, again, it's a fine line with it. Like, again, do not misconstrue me when I'm saying that, oh, we be in an argument while I'm saying, what is that girl down the street? I can hit her up. Yeah. No, because that's going to get me shot. I ain't going to do all that.
That's not our business. But,
right, yeah. Like, I'm never going to do nothing to a woman that I would not have to happen to me. That's what it is. Because here's the thing. If my person was to say, hey, truthfully, you were not the only option for a guy that I could have had, but you're the one that I truly did want. You're the one that truly did, like, resonate with me. You're the one that truly respected me the way I wanted. And you were the one that was truly, like, the man for me. I like that. Because, again, I've had women where it's like, oh, well, you were the only one that could have been for me like that. Nah, that ended up badly. That ended up. I had one girl.
Like they made it sound like you were their best hope.
Yeah, those are the women that, those are the girls where, yes, those are the ones that was like, yeah, exactly. Like,
I don't know what you want.
Right, those, that, being with a girl like that,
before.
Being with a girl like that was one of the girls
that's
where,
words right there. That's
when we did,
people go to right there, bro.
Yeah, like, being with a girl like that, that was one of the women where, when we were together and it was breaking off, she threatened to do some not so nice things to herself if I would have dropped her.
Oh, I would have still dropped her.
See? Oh, I did still problem. Drop her, but still, though, yeah. I called a bluff. I called a bluff. I'm not going to lie. I took that chance. I called a bluff. But regardless.
I'm going to test your gangster.
I really tested to see.
I'm going to test your gangster, and I'm going to tell your mom, because you're not putting this
on me. Right. You're not putting that on me.
You're
not putting me in your note.
You're not
going
to be right now talking about she's going to do this, this, and that.
Right. I got everything written down, word for word, what you said. I got the text messages to prove it, I'm a test against her. Yeah. But again, it all runs down to Prince's treatment. Prince's treatment comes down to, because again, when it comes down to it, truthfully, again, I'm not for, I am, but I'm not for Prince's treatment to a degree, because I'm very big on men giving themselves self-respect, but I'm also above all respecting women, you know what I'm saying? But then with that, it's also the fact that, again, it's the fact of, like, you are not the only person that can get this said Prince. It's the same concept as, because I saw a thing about this, pretty much saying this. You'd be seeing things where it's like, oh, when, like, a guy and a girl break up, there's this list of guys that are lining up ready for her. Do not think it ain't the same thing for certain men, you know what I'm saying? Wait. Like, it can go two ways.
I love that saying because, okay, so what if there's a list of men waiting for me? Who said I want them, though?
That's fair. That's completely fair. But again, it's like you be seeing some people where it's like they use that as, again, it comes down to how you use it, though. There'd be some people that treat it as, oh, okay, well, some girl would be like, okay, then I can just drop you. I got another man down the street who's waiting for me. Okay, cool. Don't treat it as if I can't go.
It seems like you have
your mind.
Right. Yeah, and if you pull that on me, okay, cool. Like, because best believe, ain't no one waiting on me, but I can for sure find myself somebody. Don't never get underestimated.
Right now to come get you. Don't worry about it.
Right.
But that's all I needed to know.
That's going where we were talking about get your get back. Remember when we were talking about that? Like, we're spinning the block? Yeah.
Yeah, I can don't get back to a degree. You know what I'm saying? Again, it might be toxic again. That's just me to a degree. But again, it all runs out of that because, again, I think that even segues into, like, our final question for this, right? Mm-hmm. Because then, again, this was something that I was really thinking on, right? Because, again, we're all talking about all these different things with the Prince's treatment, who should, who shouldn't get it, the boundaries, the respect, disrespect, and everything, right? Mm-hmm. And, again, it all comes down to what do you classify as disrespect? What do you classify as respect? So then even running down into that like that, it runs down to the question of, when should you or should you even shift your boundaries and standards for your partner? Or is it even good that you do that? And the reason I ask that is because, again, it's like maybe at one point before you get into a relationship, you might think if a guy does this and that, that's disrespectful. I can never do that. But then when you get into the relationship, now it's like, oh, I mean, I guess it. I'll cut him some slack. Like, where
it's
does...
more of the... when you get into the situation firsthand, because it's easier to say what you'll do until you're in it.
That's true. Like, I can speak from firsthand experience. Like, I have a strict program. I've said this before on this podcast, and I'll say it again. I have a very strict program.
Don't play.
I don't play. But in the past, even with that same program, my boundaries were like up here and they were raised so low. Only because, like I said, I've said this before, I've never been in a relationship before, but I always had my program and I always knew in my situationships, yes. But my things, like things that I knew I wanted and things I didn't want. And so when I got in a relationship or when I started like talking to people, getting close to that, I realized that some of those boundaries were like kind of changing stuff like that because I didn't want to come off as difficult. I always thought like maybe my boundaries are just a little difficult or maybe I don't want to like put up hurdles so that way they won't be able to like be with me. If this guy's genuinely a nice guy, I don't want to give him a problem. But the reality of a situation is your boundaries are not a problem. They're something to be respected. So I feel like for me, I have lowered my standards or I have like shifted my boundaries for a person before. And every single time I did that and learned from my mistake, it's almost like I had to go through it about six times. We learn. Yeah. But like once I realized like, hey, these boundaries are not negotiable. Like we're not negotiating my boundaries. We're not gonna change anything. And I shouldn't have to change myself or my thoughts or anything for you. You know what I mean? So I feel as if no, they shouldn't be changed. But also it always depends on the situation. You know, like if your boundaries or your expectations are a little, I don't want to say unrealistic, because I don't want to say like
six
everyone has
making millions of dollars. Got
yeah,
a
yeah. Okay, maybe
job,
like yeah, like that.
But basketball you do player.
There's a difference between.
Meanwhile,
I want him
at McDonald's
to be a D1 player with 6'5" and brings in this much amount of money. There's a difference between that and a girl saying, "Hey, I just want him to be respectful and communicate with me and be honest." Like, you know, like that. There's a difference with that. So I would say it depends on the situation, but I definitely would say agree with you on a sense of you don't know until you're in it. Cause like I talk a big game and I do, and I'm standing on this game now. I'm standing on it 10 toes down, but like I talked a big game and I still have my moments where it's like, dang girl, stand up, stand up.
Those stand up moments be hitting hard.
They do, they do. You're like, dang, I was that down bad.
Okay then.
I'll say, like, I had a situation with old dude where he was, like, we were at a party. I was zoned out in the corner. He went to the patio. A guy that I introduced myself to because he was with one of my friends, like, it was one of those extended friends between your friend. I introduced myself, and he introduced him to me. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I'm pretty. In my head, nothing cocky.
You're pretty, girl.
Naturally, guys just tend to just do a certain look where I'm just like, okay, all you get is my name and that's it. Maybe a casual conversation, but just because of you being my friend's friend. But even if we were outside of this, I don't even think I would say hi. Mm. So throughout the party, he was talking with one of my line sibs, and my dude was sitting on the couch across from them. He said that they kept looking at him here and there while they were talking, yapping, whatever. Of course, we were like a little bit intoxicated and stuff. And I'm just like, you getting heated all by yourself outside in the corner. I'm literally in a chair falling asleep.
Right.
He going to ask me, is there something I need to know? Because he felt punked. He was like, I held myself back for you. And then I'm like, I respect that you held yourself back for me. But if you feel like it goes against yourself, you can do whatever you do,
you can do what you want to handle it.
And then you just explain to me later. Like, he knows I'm an understanding person. I'm like, I hate that you went against yourself thinking of me. But it's like, I wouldn't want you to do that because I've done that to myself plenty of times. Girl. I'm just like, I don't want you to do that. It's a gross feeling. And then I'm like, you're a guy. I'm like, I know you felt punked. And I hate that for you because I would rather you check that because they talking about me, but you saying, is there something that you need to know from me? And there's not. And that's offensive within itself. It's like, don't let your boundaries blur the lines. Like, that was a situation where you can handle that. And I'll be like, tell them again. Stop talking about me.
Right.
Okay.
I'm like, I'm pretty. Like, this is a life thing.
I feel like it's valid to, like, keep your standards up. Like, especially in a relationship. At some point, you got to, like, compromise with certain things, though.
Yeah.
But I feel like compromising and lowering your standards is, like, two different things.
It is.
And, yeah, the situation where I lowered my standards, things hit the wall pretty bad. So,
yeah.
Like, I thought I was a bad guy because, like, I kept certain things, like, nah, bro, morally, like, I can't do that. I can't do that. Like, you know, yeah, this is cool, but no, we're like, we're not going this far with this. And then next thing you know, met another girl. You know, let everything pass. And then, yeah, it just ended horribly. And I was like, okay. So now we know, like, why we're here instead of down here.
I say, yeah, my standards don't change. But you gotta, like, okay, you gotta take some to get some. If you want my standard to lower, well, it's an exchange program.
It's a trade.
Yeah, because, for example, like, yeah, that's what it is. Because, again, I do understand my compromise. But one thing I did for the longest time, which is why I don't do it at all now, I compromised myself for pretty much before I came to college, for literally, and I mean when I say literally, imagine I've been in a lot of relationships and situationships. If I was going to count it all out, it can go over 20 when it comes to situations I've been in. It's a lot. Yeah,
that's
it's
how
a
life
lot.
Is, though. The situations compared to a relationship.
Okay, yeah,
No. Not things that went into relationships. I'm talking about, everyone talk about situationships, period. Just,
yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, but after relationship, it's like,
it's easy to build that roster of situations.
Yeah, something happened.
Relationships are hard to get.
That's how we weed out the ones where we're like, okay, I'm definitely not going for this. Like, I have
the
right
to not go
for that.
But there has to be something you don't consider.
But with it, though, with all the ones I've been through, I done compromised myself in every single one. And I've been in about, let's say about 10 relationships, right? Okay, right. 10 relationships, did they all work out? No, only like 2 probably worked out of all of them like that. Whether I was
like
me being toxic. Yeah, some of them were just toxic. Some of them, we were just horrible for each other, you know, constantly getting get best one another.
In
that's a whole other story.
Just too young.
Yeah, maybe. But either way, out of all situations, I always compromise myself. I'm tired. I don't compromise myself no more now. Like, there's a reason why even my mom says it herself. Like, son, she says herself, like, you know, I love you, Cameron, but you only mess around with low-hanging fruit all the other time. Like, she fully claims that every girl, at least the one she's met, every other one she fully claims that it was low-hanging fruit or, like, below her standard and below me. I'm like, dang. Okay, and I look back at it now, I'm like, I reckon I fully did compromise myself in a lot of different situations where it's like I sold myself short just to make them happy, and yeah, I don't do that no more. I'm way past. And it pisses off people now. Oh, it makes it hard to get in a relationship now because
that's also the best thing about it.
That is. Oh, I'm real picky.
You're weeding out the weeds.
Oh yeah, girls think they picky. Oh, I'm picky. Talking about running a straight program, man. If my program is hard to even get into. Talking about that. Look, because again,
I got a security guard at the door.
At the door. I got a screening process.
With a little stick, that little wand.
Right. Look. I got a screening process. I got interviews. I got application processes.
Coming
even
with your
then,
resume.
Right. Because look,
you
tell me this.
Get me out the house.
Right. Because here's the thing. You just getting through the application. You just getting through the first round. There's 13 more rounds to follow up. And you are liable to getting kicked out on any single round.
Baby, my program is so strict. It's longer than the Hunter Games at this point. Look, like, quite literally.
I don't even know how many games I got, bro. I love the fiddle. Like, my jokes, they might be jokes, but it's like, I'm testing you right now.
Exactly.
All my jokes matter.
Yeah.
Because depending on your reaction, I know you can't handle a certain
thing.
Right.
I had don't
a dude
shift.
Tell me he couldn't handle the way I handled, like, not talking to him or something. But I'm like, that ain't nothing. I wasn't even mad for it. But if I took it like that,
exactly.
You're not going to survive an actual relationship with me.
Yeah, because, like, if I recognize that even then with the shifting of standards, if I had to shift my stance with you, it's because there's something ain't connecting. Like, mind you, again, I'm willing to compromise, but again, it has to be a two-way street. I've been in situations where it's like, I'm the one compromising. Where's your compromise at? Because then you're going to be real pissed off that when I start compromising, like, that door just got closed, and now you looking crazy about some, well, why don't you do this now with me no more? Well, do you do this now with me? But I'm just a girl. All right, then. I'm see you out then real quick. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, I have no issue with compromising. I know that's the reality. Like, I have no issue with compromising. Don't get me wrong. Like, I understand that
you
is the process.
You just want to make sure
it's a two-way street.
It's
I want to make sure it's fair.
Reasonable.
Because, again, I am very big. I'm very, 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 very adamant on not having, like, on guys not selling themselves short. Because, again, I'm a guy who sold myself short for the longest time, that for girls I was with, I saw myself like, oh, I'm beneath her. She's better than me. I'm lucky enough to ever even have her. I had that mindset for a very long time. And I had to recognize I need to grow a pair and recognize that ain't the mindset for me. And I'm not saying on no Andrew Tate red pill stuff saying, oh, well, men are above women. No, because I'm very confident in saying that women run this world, in my mind. Women run this world and women run men. If every woman and every husband, if every woman, every girlfriend, every daughter, every cousin, every auntie, and every wife band together and say, hey, we want this and that, otherwise we're leaving, we're going to go to a whole other planet, leave the men. Man, they will give the entire world to women. Because in my mind, women run this world when it comes down to it, as long as they utilize their power properly. So I'm on the side of giving men that power as well, because again, I am of the mindset that in a relationship, it's not no 70-30, it's not no 45-55, no. We're 50-50, maybe 60-40 at times, but it's because it's iffy. It depends on what it is. Because
I don't like to put a number on it, because like, it's situation for situation. How can you show up for me when I'm like this? Because as a, personally, I'm a very happy person. So most of the time, my friends get freaked out when I'm either crying or I shut down. They're like, I don't know what to do with you. I'm like, I can't have that.
Right.
Like, if I'm going to keep having my back, I'm going to keep having my back. But I need my support system to know how to handle me, though.
Right.
That is extremely, extremely important when it comes to a man. It's like, if you can't handle me when I'm like this, but I can handle you when you're like that, I can't, we're not going to get anywhere. It's like, I'm just your therapist.
Is that, you're I see just what you're saying.
Standing there watching me cry, like, that's weird.
It is weird. Or
girl tears, me, I don't like crying. So
right.
If I'm crying in front of you,
it's for
you
a
do
reason.
Nothing. I'm just gonna shut it off. Like, I can't trust you with my feelings.
At all.
And that's a big thing.
Or it's really like, I can't stand is like a person that expects me to shift their standards just for them. I can't do that. Like, one thing I never agree with, I never like it, how some girls want their man to be standoffish to folks the moment they get into a relationship. Baby, you are not worth nothing for me to be not liking people. Like,
I'm a
friendly person. Now, I can set a boundary, make sure I ain't getting too friendly. But regardless, like, again, if I'm in a relationship, I make it very, very clear, saying, hey, I'm a ride and die for my homeboys, for my homegirls. Like, for people that have been my friends, me and you can be in the middle of something. If they call me and say, hey, I need help, life or death, I'm sorry, I got to go right now. Oh, but you said this is our time. This is our time. But I need to take care of my people.
That consideration portion where you act like other humans don't exist outside of me.
Thank you, because that's the thing. Like,
you got to tell me you mad at me because my mom need my help.
Right,
at 3 a.m.
That's what I'm saying. Or it's like, you know, you mad at me? Cause I don't generally have situations where, again, like, even in no matter how much I can mess with a girl, I done definitely been in situations where like I had to.
I heard some bogus situation where they're like, they got mad at me because I'm something my mom needed with. I'm like, your mom.
Right.
They think they're above your mom.
Right. Like, look, again, I understand. Like, again, when you get married, again, priority shift. My wife is my top priority. I understand. When I'm in a relationship and I'm trying to go to a marriage, I understand. I'm making you a priority. I understand that fully. But at the same time, do not expect me to treat other people as less, because that is never going to happen.
See, but that whole situation, that's not like a boundary saying like, oh, I don't want you talking. That's controlling.
That's
realistically,
what it can come
down to. I think sometimes we forget that like relationships are cool. That's your person. Like, that's the person that you want to cry to and confide in at the end of the day. But you have to understand that you have a life exists outside of that person.
Yes.
You have friends, you have family, you have other things going on in your life that exists outside that person.
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy to lose yourself in a relationship, but you really do have to stand 10 toes down with that. And also, if I have to sit here and set boundaries or tell you people that you can and can't talk to, first of all, crazy. That's childish. But also, I feel as if that should be a boundary kind of set in your mind. Like, not a boundary set in your mind, but that's, like, something that you handle. Like, you know, like, if there's someone in your life, like, you know, like, you set the pace for how these relationships go and stuff like that. And I just feel like that's kind of crazy to tell somebody who you can hang out with, who you can talk to, who you can do that with. Like, that's insane.
On top of that.
Have a life outside of this. Like,
thank you. That's
girl
what it
with
is.
Daddy, she's like, you're not about to tell me what to do.
Right. And again,
you're not going to like triggered me.
Right. And it'd be
like
some of them
play.
Girls
I
that
like,
begin
like
them.
A
lot of times the girls I done had be trying to do me like that, them bald head daddy girls, the ones that get treated, you know what I'm saying?
It's okay.
They expected maybe old dude before me was like, oh, my queen, I'll kiss your feet and go out before you. They'd be like, son, why aren't you doing that? What do I look like? I'm not your hunchback of Notre Dame. I'm not your servant. I'm here. Like, I ain't, look. Like, again, it's like when it comes down to it, I will gladly say this. I just recently said this. I will gladly say that, sure, you are the baddie of this relationship. Cool. But also, don't never get twisted. I ain't nothing to slouch on. You know what I'm saying? Like, again, if you fully can say, oh, well, I can, I'm this and that. Okay, well, I can fully cross my arms and say, well, shoot. I got this. In my mind, you got these and those qualities. I got this and that quality. You think you look good? I think I look amazing. I think I look sexy. Look, I know what I look like. I look at myself in the mirror.
Make sure that I think I'm also attractive because I'm not about to deal with your insecurity.
I can never do a relationship where I said, oh, like how some people can pose, oh, how did a guy that looks like me pull someone that looks like this? Oh, well, I know how someone that looks like me pull that. I know that gladly.
That's actually one of my worst fears, bro. To be they'd be like, oh, dang, why is he with her? Or, like, you know how people be doing that?
Thinking, dang, bro, how did I bag that? Like, at no point.
No, you have to have some confidence in yourself.
You got to have confidence.
Like, you have to be like, you know what, my girl gorgeous. But, that's
what I'm for with the guys. Like, guys need to have their confidence.
I'm going to feel like that's a compliment to me.
Yeah. Like,
bro, how
do
you get that?
I'm doing charity work, he's doing charity work.
Right. That's kind
of
crazy.
I like to think of it as you see two super good looking people together, like, oh my God, they look good together. You know what I'm saying?
Right, like, compliment each other. Like, at first it looked like we was a little bit different to even look at each other, but then when we get together, y'all like, oh my goodness, it makes sense. I'm like, oh yes.
Yeah, they compliment each other so well.
Like, I hate somebody dragging me down. It's like, you're not gonna last long run.
And I feel like you can only find that person when you don't shift your standards, I feel like. Because again, when you shift your standards, you cut yourself short. You're gonna cut yourself short every single time you shift your standards. Because again, I did that. They never work out. Ever. I don't have the girl laid up beside me and I'm realizing, like, dang.
She gotta go.
I don't have the moment. We chilling out. You know, she laid out in the bed. I'm thinking, like, dang, I'm about to drop this girl tomorrow. Dang, that's crazy. Like, I reckon I just tell myself shorts and I gotta hurt someone's feelings now. Now I'm gonna feel like a butthead.
That's the beauty of sticking to your standards and like going for people. Because realistically, even if your standards are high, there is someone that's gonna see you for your standards. There is someone that's gonna accept you and love you and be like, yes, that is my girl. That is my guy.
It's not gonna be confusing. Exactly. Like, I hate someone questioning like some of my icks. I'm like, if you don't understand it and I'm not gonna explain it again, then I think you should remove yourself before I do it for you.
Right. I'll do it for you.
I got my pet peeves. I got my standards. I don't like people that chew with their mouth open. Even when it comes to gum, I hate it. Like,
it's triggering.
I can't do that. No. Tired of that.
Someone set up security in this house.
Look, it's my way of verbalizing. I don't condone hitting people.
I don't even like the shuffling feet.
Dragging your feet everywhere. Again, unlike sometimes it's the simplest stuff. Maybe walking outside with a bonnet on. I don't say if it's like the middle of the night. You're going from one place to another, you're going to stay in your car. Like, if you're going, like, you know, make a quick little McDonald's run, okay, you know, middle of the night, I understand that. But if it's like the morning time and you're talking about, oh, I'm going to go down the street, go to the store and everything like that, I don't do that because I don't do that. My do-rag, you know what I'm saying? I ain't with for certain things like that. You know what I'm saying?
Something like that is a experience that they have to see for themselves. Because before I used to be like that, I'm like, I don't care if I'm wearing my bonnet. This is my hair. Okay, what are you going to tell me?
Walk around with
but
the
then
camera,
it was more of a, when I got the experience, like the how you're perceived.
That's what it is.
Then I started everyone caring about it. I'm like, okay, I do like to, I don't want to be seen as lazy dress.
Exactly. I'm not saying you got to walk around as if everyone's judging. I'm not saying you got to take into account what people are thinking 24/7, but have a little bit of decorum every so often. You know what I'm saying? Like, even if it's a quick little get, like, I don't have people getting mad at me. I had girls get mad at me saying, oh, we trying to move. Okay, I have my standards. I don't never leave without cologne on. I'll never leave without taking a shower. I'll never leave without my teeth brush. I'll never leave without at least making sure if someone walk up to me, I can look decent. I'm not feeling like, I look crazy right now. I always want to have something going for me. I know it's a known thing amongst me where it's like people can say, I always smell nice. I'd have some homegirls who's like, hey, you always smell good. And I like that. I need that.
That's one of the most attractive things.
Right? You know, I can be coming up, even when we're like freshman year, when we used to stay in the dorms, right? We can all be chilling out in one of the common areas. Like, mind you, 2 a.m, right? But I can guarantee you that I walk in there, I smell good, and it's brought up every single time because I don't play about that. Okay? You know what I'm saying? And I'm not shifting my standards. You can be rushing me saying, oh, we got to get out. All
right,
let's
go.
I have a regimen.
If I don't do my go-tos, I'm off my game.
We're just not
I'm a little bit aggravated. Right, I'll be like, y'all, I forgot to put on my good lotion.
Exactly. Like, look, or it's like, if you're, maybe let's say it's certain, let's say, mind you, I'm a very cleanly person. I like having stuff organized and clean, right? I'm not going to say you got to be the exact same level as me, but take my cleanliness into account. Do not come into my space and leave trash in my car or do this or do that. And then you're going to be on some, oh, well, you being real too nitpicky. Exactly. But regardless, I ain't shifting that because your roach infested behind is doing all this and that. No.
You shouldn't be around me because the roach is going to come around me.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, again, I'm not shifting my boundaries when it comes to stuff. I will compromise, but you better be compromising something else in return.
So, like, I don't want to bring it on too long, but what compromises have you guys made in a relationship before?
All right. So, for one, I'm not a touchy-feely person. Okay. I have my moments of endearment, but I've never been a person that I'm not like, oh, my boo, my bae, we holding hands together all the time. No, I'm never for that, really. That's never been me, but I've had to shift my standards because I recognize, okay, she would like that a bit more, so I'll shift over that to a degree, you know what I'm saying? Or openly communicating where I'm at. I don't like people knowing where I'm at. I can disappear off the face of the earth if I so sue, and I like that kind of. But I got to learn how to communicate, okay, I'm over here, because then you're going to be freaking out where I'm at. I'm not cheating. I'm not doing nothing. I'm just in my own world getting some food. I just don't like people to know where I'm at. Or it's little things like those where I've had to compromise on those little things. But, again, I'm willing to. You know what I'm saying? And on the other hand, they willing to compromise on me because, sure, I'm willing to get more touchy-feely to a degree, but you got to understand, when I don't want to get touched, do not get mad at me for not touching you. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm not holding your hand in public, don't be looking at me saying, well, that boyfriend, he's holding his hands with his girlfriend, then go to him. He probably got a brother for you, but don't come to me for that. I'll hold your hand at times, but don't expect it 24/7 because that's just I don't like it. That's not me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But yeah, those are my few things I done shifted my standards on.
See, for me, it's probably my communication. My communication is good if you call me. If you text me, I'm probably one of the worst people to text.
Yeah.
I'm so bad at texting back. I really am. I probably have 60 people in my phone that I haven't texted back. But I called them to talk to them about what they texted me about.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, for me, I remember when I was, like, in a situationship, one of their big things was, like, texting and stuff like that because we didn't see each other all that much and they couldn't always get on the phone. So they were like, oh, when I text you, I really would, like it if you texted me back. And that was like, it's not like something like, oh, that's so big, I can't do that, blah, blah, blah. But it was something I had to be more
open
to, and I had to be on top of. So that way this person knows, like, hey, I am thinking about you, you know, and I will text you back, and we can have this conversation and do what we need to do, you know. And I think that was, like, a compromise for me. And then, like, for me, PDA has always been something. I like PDA. I do. But then, like, there's some people that don't. So, like, that's always something I always have to be willing to compromise with some people in specific situations as well.
All right.
Okay.
When did I compromise? Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, because the first girl I was messing with, I didn't really compromise much on anything. So.
Oh, so you said 10 toes down. My guy right here. Put it in place.
We was basically like this on almost everything. We understood. We was just toxic. But,
right.
But the other girl, it was like, and I regret even compromising on this. It was her being on my phone 24/7. Like, we're on the phone all day.
I can't
day.
Do that.
You want to go to I sleep can't. On the phone. You call me again at 3 a.m.
Oh, you're talking about, like, texting, calling.
Like, no, like, calling, like on FaceTime, on FaceTime 24/7 on the phone.
And it's not, it's not even like a regular phone call, bro. It got to be a FaceTime.
I can't do that all day. I used to. I can't do
it
anymore.
Like, bro, can you give me a break? I'm in school. Then, you know, like, I wanna hop on. I wanna be able to play my game. You know,
the
focus
personal
on
time.
You running up my phone, like, battery. I'm overheating.
My phone about to explode.
Right.
My phone is really about to explode.
iPad.
I didn't. I don't have an iPad. I don't have that yet.
Still, I mean,
dang, like,
that's kind of crazy.
It was getting to a point where I was like, "Come on, bro! Like, my phone's about to explode." And it's like, "Well, you could, you know, call me through Instagram on your computer. Come on, lock in, bro. Lock in. Like, you have a life too. Like, it gets to a point where, like, you gotta have your own life too. Like,
were you guys, like, in the same city?
We were in the same city.
Oh, I was.
By the way, lived down the road from me.
Oh,
did she live with her people and she wasn't able to come over?
Right. Now that I think about it, she could have just came over. But then again, like, this was, like, early on. Because, like, when she when she did start coming over a lot too, then it like that became a problem too. Because again, bro, I just wanted my own personal time.
You can't be my space for 7.
Like you're in, you're trying to view me.
And that goes to personal space, personal time. Having
I need
life
my
outside.
Personal space. I need it.
Because I like having all that attention. That's cool. Like that's cool to an extent. You know, because like I used to be at a point where the other girl I used to mess with, like she was just non-existent, like most of the time. So it was like, okay, you know, I used to, please Lord, like can you just give me somebody who does that? And then you know, I had
that's
to pick my poison with that because it was like, dang, bro, it was like, okay, let me breathe. I can't sleep. Mm-hmm. Okay, can I eat? Can I play the game? Can I talk to my mom? I want to talk to my mom. Can I talk to my mom?
Can I talk to my mom?
Like, can I talk to my mom?
Yo. Again, yeah. I think, when I one thing you kind of picked out, that you just kind of pointed out to me that I feel like is a good, like, resolving point with it all is, like, the shifting of the compromise, the princess treatment, everything, it ties in the fact of, do you even actually like the person? Because in my mind, if
like
I don't like you for real, you're not getting the princess treatment, you're not going to get this, you're not going to get that, I'm not going to compromise with you if I don't like you, because a lot of the, again,
like, I wouldn't even want to get you some fries from McDonald's. Like,
right.
I'm not gonna, like, you're not even getting into the program.
Right. I can say confidently, there's probably a couple of girls from the past that hate how to treat the girls later on from them because I actually like them girls. I didn't like you. I thought you was looking good. Maybe I thought this and that was cool, but I recognize I ain't like you. I'm not going to shift my standards for people I don't like, nor am I going to treat nicely for the people I like. I'm going to treat you like that homeboy. Like, oh, my G. You know what I'm saying? You just dabbed me up. Yes, I did, ma'am. Type B. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's what it is. Mm-hmm. Because, because otherwise, shooting your standards, like I said, I don't do that. And also, with the phone calling thing, I'm not going to lie. I used to be like that until I hit a certain point. I'm like, I hate this. I'm not going to lie. Like,
I
started lying about saying, oh, my bad, I'm over here and there. But you say you don't have class this time. Oh, yeah, I got an extra class. What? Boop.
My brother's calling me right now. Look, I'm a hear what he has to say right now because like it seems like it's important. He's called me 3 times.
You said that yesterday. Yeah, but I got 3 brothers. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You can't put your phone to the battery. Oh no, my phone's messed up and everything like that. Oh really? Is it that bad? Yeah, I'm about to go take a nap. But you don't take naps. Boop. You know, I make an excuse when it comes. If I don't like you, I will gladly make some excuses. I done made some crazy excuses
there
when it comes to people I don't like.
And there are lies.
Yeah. Oh no, they were lies. They were lies. Oh, they were lies. I'm not. I don't. I shouldn't have been doing it. Do I condone doing that now? Do I condone y'all doing that? No. But I hate being on the other side of it.
Like to know that I know that you're lying to me right now. Like okay,
I done lied to my teeth with a couple of people where it's again if I didn't really like you for real and it's just not working out. I should take the mature way out of just ending it and just doing this and that, but nah. I definitely done tell my few couple lies where it's like, hey, where are you right now? I'm just chilling like that. It's like, oh, but I thought you were over here. I'm just over here with homeboy like that. Oh, okay, who you with? So and so. But I thought he said he's out of town. He came out of town early like that. Yeah. Oh, okay then. Well, did you want to come over tonight? Nah, I'm a bit busy like that. Yeah. Boop. Anyways, though, your day was good. This had to do like that.
That was so accurate too. But everybody calm down.
Yeah.
I'm about to take an online exam right now. It's, you know, launch.
Yeah, it's like 3 hours. I got a 3-hour exam and then after I'm going to bed. Yeah. But you be up all night.
Y'all gonna have me thinking about some lies some people tell me.
That comes down to just trust at that point.
Trust,
like,
that comes down to trust at that point. Look, again, that's a bad mirroring of what you should not do. I was doing the bad stuff. I'm better now. I don't lie. I'm just trying to tell you, no, I don't want to talk with you right now. I'm not going to lie. If I don't like you, what I got to lie about?
Any more examples of compromises because I'm kind of stuck.
On what?
The compromises of what I've done. Like, what are more y'all did, if you can even think of any?
Oh, my God.
I think, again, I can't think of all the compromises. I think some compromises also, I will also unconsciously, if you like a person, I feel like I unconsciously will compromise for certain things like that. Like, I've actually found myself doing stuff where it's like midway through it, I'm like,
this ain't me.
This ain't me. But I ain't mad at it. All right, I'm gonna keep on doing what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? Because
I've never done this before.
Right, I ain't never
done anything.
You got me acting
before.
Way out of character. Oh my God. But again, if I actually miss the person and it's not crossing over none of my boundaries to a degree, I'm just being more flexible. Like, again, I think this is what it is. I always have a wall up when it comes to stuff like that. I have my set boundaries. But the more I like you, the more I'm letting you cross over that wall. Or the more that wall is going to go from a brick wall to a rubber wall than a rubber band. It's going to be more elastic and everything. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You mess with those boundaries, it's going to solidify some more. But, you know, the more I like you, the more you've shown you the more you are shown that you are proven trustworthy, that's when that wall can, okay, I'll put some doors on it. I'll give you the code to the combination. Okay, I'll give you the key to it. You know what I'm saying? And then that's when it can become less of a more permeable wall rather than a set, nothing comes through it.
I think an example would be like if you know you're talking to someone and they can only talk during this like kind of period because, you know, life be life and like we have things going on. And like let's say maybe that during that period you usually do this. And you decide, okay, well, during this period I'm going to like go out of my way to like talk to them, stuff like that. I feel like that's more of a compromise. Like, you know, I have my times where like this day I'm chilling, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. Mm-hmm. So if that person's like, oh, like that's what I blah, blah, blah. I feel like that's making that compromise for them. It's anything, I feel like compromising is like anything that might inconvenience you, but it doesn't mean it's gonna like inconvenience you in a bad way.
Like it's not gonna
kill you.
It's just gonna like, it might just switch up a little bit. And there's nothing wrong with a little change. Like, you know, if he wants something or she needs something that's within your realm that you can like sacrifice or put down, I think that's fair.
Yeah. I guess in a sense, I can say I compromised over hanging out with my friends. Like, there are just some hangouts where it's like, okay, this was worth it. And then there are some hangouts where it's like, I could have stayed home.
Yeah, again, when,
I could have been with my man.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, when it comes down, it's all with the person you like. With
in a sense, I'll just say I stopped doing that as much, which actually did help me in the long run. Because I'm like, I have to stop doing that before I met you anyway. So,
yeah.
You gave me...
It worked out.
Deal right here. I like it.
So, yeah,
but I also will say, when it comes to boundaries and compromises and stuff, it's easier to say what we don't accept outside of the relationship and then when we get in it, because technically being in a relationship is a big distraction. It's like you kind of forget everything because you're all floozy. You're like, oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
it becomes a priority at some point.
Yeah, like, that's really what it is. There's a whole lot of things you'll say at first, I would never do that. You get to a relationship, now you're doing all of that. And it's like,
you realize until it's over, it's like, oh my goodness, y'all.
Yeah.
Why ain't nobody tell me nothing?
Right. But again, it's like, they've
been telling you the entire time.
I'm not trying to hear that.
No, bro. When I got out of a relationship, my friends were giving me the rundown of every single thing I was doing, and they were noticing. And I was
they had the logbook ready.
I was like, oh my gosh, guys, was I that out of it? Was I, like, that's like insane to me.
Yeah. Again, it comes down to.
It's really hard to catch a post.
It comes down to being self-aware.
Yeah, right. No, they
you gotta be self-aware to catch it. Because
I would never fall for that. So you remember back when? All right, bro, you got it.
See, now you're doing too much. You're doing too much now. You're doing too much. Yeah, you got doing too much.
You got me, bro.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
So no, it's about being self-aware. I definitely I don't have a couple moments where it's like, okay, I'm making the dinner. I'm doing this now. I pull up with a plate for all this, and like, what am I doing? But that's like a nice solid point like that. Again, with the Prince treatment, with the question of switching the boundaries and everything like that, it all comes down to like, again, do you mess with that person? Is it healthy? Is it this? Is it that? It all boils down to that because, you know, if it ain't the right person, it ain't going to be the right situation, and then now you get nothing done. You know what I'm saying? But otherwise, that's a good little place to leave off from like that, especially with the special episode like that. I think this episode was longer. It feels like it was longer. I have no idea. This is a good conversation now. This is nice.
That's not pushing 2 hours.
Right? This is nice, okay? And especially for the one to finish off the month, too. Oh, this is nice. Oh, this is real nice. So again, make sure y'all always check out all of our past videos, all of our current videos and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Make sure, hey, comment yourselves on what do you think, or comment yourselves on do you think the Prince treatment is right, or comment yourself, even ask some questions about some stuff, you know what I'm saying? Because definitely for some future videos, we're going to start incorporating y'all opinions into some stuff so we can further start taking it even better, you know what I'm saying? Because we want to make sure that we hear y'all voices and not just y'all hear our voices. You know what I'm saying? So again, make sure you comment, like, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you share it to your friends. Make sure you, you want to put something in the prompt like that, if you want to put something in the comment section, maybe we'll bring it up next video like that. You never know.
DM us
at our Instagram. Glad if you do us on Instagram, that is almost a guaranteed 100% way that we might be able to get your opinion in there. You know what I'm saying? Everything's anonymous, guys. Everything.
Promise.
Oh yeah, we're gonna keep it anonymous. We ain't gonna put y'all opinion. We ain't gonna put yourselves out there. You know what I'm saying? So if you're gonna put your ex on blast, just be careful what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Ooh. So again, make sure y'all obviously tapped in with us on Situational Relations. You know, your number one favorite love podcast, situationship podcast, relationship podcast, whatever you want to come and find us at. You know what I'm saying? YouTube, Instagram, Apple Music, whatever it may be.
Spotify.
Yeah. You find us a lot of different places. You know what I'm saying? And of course, make sure you tap my girl over there on, what was it?
Leveling the field. I was going to fire it out.
I was going to say it, but it would look crazy if I said the wrong thing. But yeah, make sure you for sure tap.
All women podcast talking about sports.
Mm-hmm. Tap in.
Isn't all ran by women as well? Like completely women? Exactly. Look, ladies, if you mess with sports, or even fellas, you're trying to hear the ladies' opinions on some sports. Tap in with them, you know what I'm saying? Leveling the playing field, right?
Leveling the field.
Make sure you tap in with them on there and everything. I'll make sure I add them in the description as well so you can tap in with their stuff as well. But of course, again, always remember, it's your boy Younger C, aka Cam, off of Chopping It Up with Cam.
It's your boy Minute Maid Mall, aka the one and only Jamal for now.
It's your girl Layla here to brighten up your day. Ooh, Lay.
Ooh.
Go ahead. Lonnie the Fonny, you already know what's up.
And make sure you tap in with us on our very next video, this video, and every other video, as well as leveling the field. You know what I'm saying? I'll say it again. Make sure you tap in with us on everything, man. Otherwise, though, we'll see y'all in the next video like that. Hope y'all had a good Valentine's Day, a good month and everything like that. But we'll see y'all with the next videos. Because, again, we're switching up some stuff. You know what I'm saying? We switching up in March.
Not forever.
Okay, so we got some stuff planned for y'all in March, so we'll see y'all in the very next video. All right, bye, guys.